It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Bickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at what the government is and isn't able to do to protect Americans from outbreaks of bacteria like salmonella in chicken.
But first, news broke yesterday that for the first time ever, millennials outnumber Gen Xers in the workplace.
As the country faces issues like climate change, widening income inequality, and a growing partisan divide, the attitudes of millennials will become increasingly important.
Harvard University's Institute of Politics recently took a look at attitudes in the millennial generation. Millennial is defined as people between the ages of 18 and 29 years of age. Here to sort through the results is Ellen Robo. She's the student chair of the Harvard Public Opinion Project, which just released its 27th poll surveying young Americans. Ellen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Ellen, why do you think it's important to know what young Americans are thinking and how they feel about issues of the day?
I think you mentioned it earlier. The number of millennials that will vote in the 2016 election is predicted to be larger than the baby boomers that are going to be voting.
And the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. The millennial generation has been written about a lot, discussed a lot, not always positive coverage. How do you think polls like yours contribute to the complete picture of who millennials really are?
I think our poll, which is slightly different than other polls that are done on millennials, is written by millennials. So it's a group of students in conjunction with the IOP, the Institute of Politics Director of Polling. And so I think it gets at some of the issues that are important to millennials that are not necessarily important to other age groups, like student debt. So I think it paints a fuller picture.
Well, I want to start with some issues of race and justice, issues of policing, because these are very relevant in the nation at large and certainly here in Wisconsin today. Some of the questions that you asked in this thread were new to the poll this year. What did you ask?
Yes. So we, in light of all of the current events going on in this area, asked about whether our age group, which is 18 to 29-year-olds, feel that the criminal justice system is capable of judging fairly without bias due to race or ethnicity. And a startling percent of this age group did not feel that way. So almost 50% of the entire population did not feel that the criminal justice system could judge without bias. And that number goes up to 2/3 if you look at young Black Americans.
And in terms of trust in police, what did you find there?
So we found that across, if you look at the entire age group, the trust in police is one of the highest that we ask, but this is very divided across race. So 1/3 of young Black Americans never trust their local police department to do the right thing. Which is a startling number. 1/3, 1 in 3 Black men do not believe that Black Americans do not believe the police do the right thing.
This is an interesting finding here on a couple of counts, and one is that the suggestion has been made that the millennial generation has possibly come of age in a post-racial era. Now, based on your findings, what do you think about that idea?
Our numbers, as much as we would like that to be true, our numbers are not showing that. So we asked, in our poll, we asked whether respondents supported the Black Lives Matter protests, and there was a huge racial divide. So 81% of young Black Americans supported the protest, whereas only 37% of young white Americans supported the protest.
And did you ask also if respondents thought that the protests would be effective?
Yes, we did. And in both cases, and actually across all groups, whether they thought they would bring meaningful change lagged significantly behind whether they supported them. So for young Black Americans, 60% believe that they'll bring meaningful change, whereas only 29% of young white Americans believe they'll be effective in change.
So those are some real fault lines between Black Americans and white Americans in attitudes about police and justice. Are all of these questions new, or is this sort of a trend that you've seen just this year?
So Unfortunately, for tracking purposes, we've not asked these questions before. We have seen some shifts in some other areas in questions that we do ask every year. So we have a section of questions that try to get at cynicism and apathy within the political system. So whether you believe your vote makes a difference, whether you believe people like you are able to change politics. And so we had several of those questions where there was a remarkable shift, an 8-point shift in young Black Americans believing that they had more of a say in government, which is an interesting result of all of the media attention and political attention that's been brought to this issue in the last year.
We're talking right now with Ellen Robo. She's the student chair of the Harvard Public Opinion Project, just released its 27th poll surveying young Americans, millennials in this case. We're talking about that new polling and how millennials feel about policing, sexual assault, and major institutions like Wall Street, the federal government, and Congress. And I want to move on now to look at issues of trust. Now, you asked about a big array of longtime institutions, Wall Street, the government, the military. Broadly speaking, how trusting are millennials in these big, longstanding public institutions?
So millennials are not very trusting in large institutions, but as a ray of optimism, they are more trusting in the last year across every institution that we've asked about. Has either stayed the same or gone up in trust, with major federal institutions going up the most. So Obama, Congress, the federal government saw the biggest shift, the biggest positive change.
That's an interesting one. So I know that that's not necessarily the mission of your poll, but have you hazarded a guess on why that might be?
We have. And so, as you mentioned, this is somewhat speculation because we don't ask about it. We saw a big shift, a 7-point shift in the approval of Obama in his job performance in terms of the economy. And there was a much larger shift in that than his approval rating. We speculate that having the economy do better means that people are more trusting of the federal government and these larger institutions, whereas state governments, local governments, the media, Wall Street did not change that much.
And there were a couple spikes of trust there that seemed noteworthy. One was in scientists and another the military. It seems as though there is more trust to be found in those two.
Yes. So the military tends to be high. We've asked that one for many years. We added scientists this year to our list of institutions, partially because we asked some other questions about science policy. And both of those, more than 50%, the only two that more than 50% trusted the institution.
And what do you make of that? What do you make of that?
We've found that millennials tend to be very trusting of the military. Part of the increase in that in the last year might be to some of the other shifts we've seen in foreign policy and sort of military intervention abroad that we've seen. We've seen that millennials are more interested in military intervention abroad. I'm not sure if it's a chicken or the egg, if they're more interested because they trust the military more, or because of everything happening in the world, they are more trusting of the military.
Well, if you look at, say, the baby boomer generation came of age with the Vietnam War, the millennials coming of age around September 11th, that being a formative event, do you think that had anything to do with it?
I do. So I think September 11th, we poll 18 to 29-year-olds with part of the millennials, the sort of 30 to 35 number, have aged out of our poll. And we've found that the younger part of the age group that we look at has become slightly more conservative. And this is a group of people who came of age during the recession and not necessarily September 11th, because I think the older half, the 24 to 29, and then even the 30 to 35-year-olds, came of age with the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and the U.S. intervention abroad in that situation, in those situations, and are slightly less in favor of military intervention, whereas this younger group, the 18 to 24-year-olds, did not experience that and are now seeing ISIS and some of the other radical Muslim groups that are really harnessing social media in a way that I think has negatively connected with that age group.
And we leave it there. Ellen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ellen Rovo is the student chair of the Harvard Public Opinion Project, which just released its 27th poll surveying young Americans.